Hey y'all, so let's talk. The other day I received a text about a young girl I used to mentor when I was volunteering for this organization. Her cause of death was suicide, and at the time that I got the news, I felt so many different things, even though I hadn't spoken to her in years. It's been a while since I've spoken to her or seen her. But I thought about how much people downplay suicide and how they make jokes about it or comments about how easily this new generation is drawn to suicide, and how so many people contemplate it on a daily basis, suffering in silence, how people just don't want to feel to be. And as I was driving yesterday, I thought about it. I took some time to kind of focus in on some of the small things life had to offer, how the leaves and the tree were so beautiful. They were brownish, reddish. There was so much greenery. I even looked at the streets and paid attention to the streets and how they had cracks in them, all going different ways, all laid out differently in different directions. And I thought to myself, no matter how ugly these streets are, no matter what they've been through, no matter how much damage they've endured, they still serve a purpose. They still matter so much. And yes, people don't take the time to appreciate them. And yes, there are some people who will bag on their imperfections, but they still serve their purpose. They get fixed, and although they don't look like the street or the road that they were before, they become something new and something fresh. You can smell it in the air, right? When they put down a new pavement or concrete. And y'all, what I'm trying to say is that I know you've been through some things. I know everything may not be going in your favor right now. I know that you may be having a hard time. I know that relationship is draining you and taking everything from you. I know that you may not feel like you have anyone to talk to, but sis, despite all of that, you serve a purpose. You are supposed to be here with us. And one day, after all your crazy faith, you'll find yourself on the other end of this strong emotion that you're experiencing right now. And I know it feels like you've been going through it far too long. I know people will say I've been going through it my whole life, or this feeling just won't go away. And I know you feel tired. I know. But I also know that God ain't done with you yet. Maybe it'll take falling to your knees. Maybe it'll take a year longer, but you serve a purpose. You can be healed. You can be all that you want to be in this life. You can get out of that relationship and survive. You can forgive and stop carrying around that baggage that's too heavy to carry and slowing you down. You can get out there and find genuine people, genuine friends. It may not happen on the first try, the second try, maybe not even the third try, but I tell you what, God will do it for you, because what's for you is for you, and no man can take that away. And I need you to believe that, to receive that. You serve a purpose. You've thought about it. You thought about everybody else. You've tried to make everybody else happy. You tried the people pleasing. But where did any of that get you when you're the one that's left unhappy? You can get away from those behaviors that no longer serve you and step into your purpose. We need you right here. And if you are looking for a reason, I'm sorry, I just could not get you one, because sis, I know God made you uniquely, beautifully, purposefully, intentionally. And even when it doesn't feel like it, you are loved and you have purpose. As always, if you need me or anyone else to talk to or vent to or just to listen, you can always hit me up on Instagram at I am Latrice Rayner. I may not always know the right things to say. I may not always respond immediately, but I will respond and I will try and I will be there to listen. You are not in this alone. And sis, I know you are tired. I know. Trust me, I know. And that's how I know that it is possible, because it was possible for me and it was possible for other survivors. Talk soon.